Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Garrett Rep, known as a trouble resident at his Oregon apartment complex, served with an eviction notice. But over the next months, Rep locks himself in another tenant's unit and firemen have to break down the door to remove him. Rep then decides to prefer a two-bedroom unit and tears a hole in his wall to gain access to a neighboring unit. A week after, a court rules cops can forcibly remove Rep from the unit. Rep starts a fire that completely guts the 113-year-old building, displacing all the residents.
Nancy, police responded to the May apartments 33 times since Rep's move to the building. Half of those responses were to shut off the building's fire alarm, which was pulled 16 times, most recently the day before the fire. Rep started his construction project the same day as the fire and was arrested and released that day. Rep owed about $3,500 in rent and late payment fines.
Rep, 30, now facing a slew of charges including arson, endangerment, and mischief. A Connecticut homeowner calls 911 after an extremely intoxicated man punches through a window in the home and tries to come inside. Andrew Smith, 29, does not cooperate with cops who try to get him help for cuts on his hands and arms from his attempt to climb through the broken window. As cops try to cuff Smith, he attacks them, biting one officer so badly, EMTs need to clean up his injury too. Smith, now charged with disturbing the peace and 3 counts assault on a cop. Well, that bites. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Lemley.
A suspect has now been charged with a murder that rocked a Boston suburb and a church community. The seemingly random weekend killings of a couple commemorating their 50th wedding anniversary along with the woman's 97-year-old mother. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
After the couple failed to show up for Sunday services at Our Lady Help of Christians Church, 73-year-old Jill DeMore, 74-year-old Bruno DeMore, and Lucia Arpino were discovered dead in their Newton home. Christopher Ferguson, who was arrested on Monday, is a Newton resident as well, but according to Middlesex District Attorney Marion Ryan, it doesn't appear that he had any other ties to the victims. According to the preliminary investigation, the victims' deaths were likely caused by stab wounds and physical force trauma. The basement had visible evidence of forced entry, and investigators described a chaotic scene with, quote, obvious signs of struggle. Furniture was smashed, and there was blood on a crystal paperweight. Jill DeMore's autopsy determined that her death was a homicide, leading to Ferguson's murder charge. Ferguson is also accused of burglary and 2 charges of assault and battery with a deadly weapon, resulting in serious bodily harm.
After all the autopsies are completed, more charges are anticipated in the deaths of Bruno DeMore and Arpino. Now to Ohio, where prosecutors have filed murder charges against a woman in connection with the death of her 16-month-old daughter. According to authorities, the mother allegedly left the child alone for 10 days while she was on vacation. The Cuyahoga County Prosecutor's Office says 31-year-old Crystal A. Candelario has been indicted on 1 count of aggravated murder, 2 charges of murder, 1 act of felonious assault, and 1 count of endangering minors. The toddler was allegedly left alone and unattended at Candelario's Cleveland home June 6th while she traveled to Detroit and Puerto Rico. She didn't come back until the morning of June 16th. The infant was unresponsive when she returned, so she called the police. The watchdog for the U.S. Justice Department says that millionaire Jeffrey Epstein's suicide at a federal prison in New York City while awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges was made possible by a, quote, combination of negligence and misconduct. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
Inspector General Michael Horowitz points to issues with security cameras and the Federal Bureau of Prisons' refusal to give Epstein a new cellmate after his prior one left as contributing factors to Epstein's death. Additionally, Horowitz says Epstein's cell had too many bed linens, which posed a security risk and were utilized in his suicide. The Inspector General's report detailing the conclusions of his investigation into Epstein's 2019 death is the final of several government inquiries in the case. Horowitz refutes conspiracy theories surrounding the well-known death by restating the conclusions of prior investigations that there was no evidence of wrongdoing. Horowitz echoed earlier reports that certain officers assigned to guard Epstein were overworked. He identified 13 employees who were underperforming and suggested charges be brought against 6 of them. Only the 2 employees responsible for protecting Epstein were charged, and they were spared jail time as part of a plea agreement after confessing to fabricating logs.
The report was released more than 4 years after Epstein committed suicide at the Metropolitan Correctional Center while awaiting trial on accusations of sex trafficking and conspiracy. Following charges that he handled sex abuse allegations improperly and complaints from several of his priests over his leadership and behavior, the Catholic Bishop of Knoxville, Tennessee, has resigned under pressure. The action has prompted a Vatican investigation. The Vatican said in a brief statement that Bishop Richard Sticca's resignation was accepted by Pope Francis. Sticca is 65 and still a decade away from the standard retirement age for a bishop. The Most Reverend Shelton Faber, Archbishop of Louisville, Kentucky, has been appointed interim leader of the diocese until a new bishop is appointed.
Teen girl Carly Gusset tells dad and stepmom she's heading to a school football game, but she goes to a house party instead. Around 9, she starts feeling sick and anxious, so she calls stepmom Melissa Gusset to come get her. At home, Carly continues to exhibit odd behavior, and Gusset sleeps with the teen to keep an eye on her. The next morning, Gusset wakes up 5:30 a.m. to see Carly lying next to her and dozes back off. When stepmom wakes up at 7:30, Carly's gone. All her belongings are left behind, including her phone and glasses. Carly Gusset, now missing 5 years. If you have information on Carly Gusset, please call Sacramento FBI 916-746-7000. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.